Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, family. Good morning,
Bob. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Talk. They call it the prayer line, but I call it an experience, a love experience. You tuned in to the Love Journey. I am Yes, I am. I'm a transformational life coach. Author of Born to Be Vision. Vision Board Conference and your radio host. You are listening to the conference. It's in my heart. I tell you, this is on my heart this morning when I woke up this morning. And I said, wow. This is my heart. Speak to My Heart by Donnie McCluskey.
I'm
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. Yes, 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 they call it a prayer line. I call it more than a prayer line. I call it an experience, a love experience. Welcome to the Love Journey. Good morning, James Gilmore.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey this morning. Why don't you lead us in prayer?
Thank you, thank you. Father, Mother God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for the awakening and the realization that we are individualized expressions of you. We ask your grace upon Aurora as she comes to share her anointed gift with us. Assign angels to assist us in assimilating her gift, her offering. And may we be this day shining, impeccable expressions of divine love, divine joy, the grace, ease, and eloquence. And so it is.
And so it is. Amen. Amen. So I guess we want to bring on our beautiful guests. Let's talk about who Laura is. You know what's amazing about Laura? It's her gift. She's a gift to the planet. She brings so much enlightenment through the Kuai-Yin Center. You know, it's so interesting because we're in a time of true enlightenment right now. So much transformation is happening in our planet. Wouldn't you agree, James?
Indeed, indeed. Accelerated.
So, why don't you tell us a little bit more about this beautiful gift to the planet and how she's affected changing your own personal life?
Yes, yes. So we've had quite a few guests who deals with activations and initiations in cosmic energy, working with, you know, ascended masters, guardian angels, archangels. And so Laura has this gift of being a channel where she's channeling energy through Kuan Yin, the Ascended Master Kuan Yin. And I've definitely have loved and enjoyed and benefited greatly from the sessions she's had on the Love Journey, as well as private sessions I've had with her. I noticed after the sessions, I have an increase in, you know, just being more peaceful, more harmonious, feeling more connected, you know, all in a very natural way, but definitely I can feel the energy when she's transmitting it, and it's just been a blessing to me, and I'm just very happy that we have the privilege of having Laura on the Love Journey again. Star six yourself, Sister Laura.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Laura.
It's really, really exciting to be here with you both. And thank you both for being so eloquent in your words. You've said so much already that I would have said before I started, so you've explained much of what we're going to be doing. So thank you for having me, and it's such a beautiful opportunity to share so much power with so many people here in your audience, so many of the beautiful souls that are together at this time. We're going to be extremely powerful together today. We're going to do a wonderful activation, so I'll just start with that. And as you said, James, there are great shifts happening on the planet right now, and new powers are moving through everyone's bodies. All beings are transforming, and there's going to be a lot of shift on this earth in a very, very short amount of time. So what we're going to be doing today is bringing enlightened support through to everyone on this call. And we are going to receive a lot of power. We are all going to be channeling a lot of energy through our bodies. and your bodies are all going to transform. So we will be giving a lot of help to others. There will be transformation in everyone's bodies, and you will all transform each other. So we're going to be magnificent together.
Excellent.
Thank you. And there's going to be a lot of energy to share with each other. It's going to ground right through our bodies. Everyone's bodies are going to shift in this power. Each person will receive this shift because each one has the power. So each person is accommodating these energies in their bodies right now. Our bodies are going to change to accommodate all the power that runs through us. And we're all going to change each other. And we're all going to transform together, which is an incredibly powerful experience. And it is happening because we say yes. And it's happening because we send this energy to each other. And that's going to be our focus for today. It's going to be a lot of transformation. So thank you for offering this opportunity to create this kind of power together. And that's the most important thing we can do right now, is to transform each other, to give these energies out. And as we are doing it, it's going to be coming right down through the central column of our body. Each one of us is going to give this help to each other again. And as we extend it out in all directions from us, we grow magnificent support in and through us with the very intention of sending energy to each other. We ignite power through and from us and open a portal inside of our bodies to accommodate the level of consciousness that wants to come through to the earth right now. That's what we're going to be doing, and that's what we're going to be sharing, and that's what's going to happen this morning. So I'm very, very, very excited, and again, transformational opportunity is available to us all here right now. Is there anything you'd like me to explain about what I do or anything like that today?
Yes, for the new callers, could you just give us an overview of who's involved or what's involved in the activation, attunements, and initiations that you channel through you?
Well, I am a full body channel for Kuan Yin and Source Energy. Kuan Yin has been coming through me for 25 years now. She actually takes over my body and speaks in all different personality and voice. We've been creating energy systems on the planet for all that time. Many, many people are involved in this. We even have several of our most advanced light workers here on the call with us today to hold this grid system of consciousness with us to empower everybody. The energy that moves through me is called Enlightened Support and Source Energy. It activates the energy systems of your body by grounding through the central column. Comes right down through the central column of your body. It connects to the earth and it extends from you. And when you say the phrase, "I extend enlightenment to all beings," you literally turn this power on and it moves down and out from you in such a way that you're activating everyone around you. So your power transforms the earth here. And the extension of that power out from you gives you more power than you've ever had in your body. Because as we say that phrase, "I extend enlightenment to all beings," again, that's the pedal to the metal here. That allows the transformation to happen from you, through you, for you, and to everyone. And it creates an enormous amount of power. Very simple, simple thing to say, to intend, to create. And with that intention, you transform everyone on the earth. And everyone here transforming everyone on the earth together creates a huge portal of power that we're all accelerating in together. So we have a lot of support grounding through us from the masters, from the benevolent forces of creation, from the angelics, from the we'd call it the enlightened support system for the earth. Sanat Kumara, Sananda, Mother Mary, Isis, every one of the Ascended Masters is involved here. And there are going to be transformations that ignite right down through your body because you are carrying all of this power through you. If someone is in service and willing to send as much energy as possible out to this earth, you receive great gifts in the process. Literally, your energy field and your physical body transform in the process of sending this energy out. So we all transform together, and that's the most important thing to recognize here, that we do it together in this great vortex that we create on this call today to make certain that everyone on this earth is receiving this power, and your body literally ignites in that process. So we transform together. That's the transformation of this time, is that everyone is transforming together. So this opportunity to create this huge portal of consciousness in connection here is going to move swiftly into the earth and change everyone's bodies. And we are that powerful. We are that powerful together and in connection. So thank the gods for the transformation that's about to occur here. And thank you so much for allowing this transformation to happen with your audience, your lovely, lovely people, your heartful people. And this consciousness is surrounding through everyone already. So just say yes. Let it happen. It's going to move through to everyone in our bodies today. Notice the shifts already. Notice already what's grounding through you. Notice your angelic presence is with you. Notice your power is already accelerating. Power that wants to move through you. And extend it out to all beings in all directions. And we're just getting started. So, how am I doing, James? Would you like any more explanations? Anything else?
I think that's a great overview. What about you, Janine?
I think so, too. Unless you want to talk about what it means to be in a channeler of anything. You know, what does it mean to channel? Some people channel, and then there's some people who intuitively speak, right?
Mm.
So let's talk about the
yes.
difference between... Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What was that?
I was going to say, let's talk about the difference between actually embodying the channeling and actually being intuitive, too.
There are a lot of us here, probably even on this call, that are intuitive set. That understand what's happening in situations, that have a knowing, a wisdom, perhaps even do automatic writing or something like that, where you have a connection to your inner knowing in some form. And that's a very, very important and powerful part of the transformation that's happening on our planet right now. So I honor all of you for those intuitive gifts, and I feel I would say, Janine, that you are channeling when you are speaking, and the same with James, that you're bringing through a consciousness and enlightenment and understanding and wisdom and energy through your words. In my case, I specifically work with a being named Kuan Yin, who is, I would call her the Mother Mary of China. She is called the Bodhisattva of Mercy and Compassion. And she sought me out many, many years ago. And I didn't know who she was. And I was in trance and in the quiet space. And she came into my body. And she took my body over and began speaking in her voice, in her personality, and she moves my arms and legs in a way that is extending energy. I would call it mudra. It looks like someone doing, perhaps doing Tai Chi or something like that, where my hands are extending energy out, and sometimes they move very, very quickly. And her personality takes over my body. And that was a process that happened over time for her to be able to use my body fully. She had to assimilate herself into my energy systems, and I had to allow her to do that. I have to move out of my body for her to come into it, and I have to let her channel her power through me in such a way that I'm not interfering with it. So it takes a little bit of getting used to, and it takes some time to accommodate her powers. And there was also a time when she and I were married energetically, and that was a two-day process where she felt like I was going to explode. It was so intense, and she showed up in a wedding dress in spirit, and it came in such a way that I was being cleared of all of the things in my body that were needing to be released in order for her to be able to use me as a vessel. So we've had quite an energy restructuring to allow that to happen. And so she speaks. You will hear her talk in a totally different voice than mine. And she will have a lot of energy to share because she's able to do that. We continuously up the ante, so to speak, body available to the new energies that need to come through to the planet. Yesterday, I had needed to be out on the vortexes of Sedona for several hours to ground the energy for this call. I do that regularly. I'm always energizing and portalizing and sending energy out to allow her to come through this way. So it's a challenge at times, and it keeps me on my toes. but I have a lot of power to offer through me because of Kuan Yin's restructuring.
Okay, so in essence, what you're saying is that Kuan Yin takes over the body. That's what a channel is, when the body is being taken over by the entity that's speaking through the presence of you.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yes,
but when we intuitively pick up, it means that we're still in our own body, but we have this telepathic or some kind of connection that we hear the spirit of whatever the entity is speaking to us and through us.
Yes, yes, absolutely, and it's a feeling, do you know what you? I think it's like channeling source or something. It's a feeling when you're speaking, Janine, you know when you're in that zone of power coming through you and through your voice and through your words and your wisdom coming through, and I just happen to have another entity that sort of takes advantage of that zone with me. so we've developed that kind of relationship.
So how did you prepare your body? How do one prepare their body to be able to channel an energy through it? Is there a certain diet? Is there certain things you have to do in order to allow the body to surrender to a presence that's more magnanimous, I guess, some kind of presence, allowing the body to
something. It was a process in the beginning where I actually took some special sessions with a channel that helped me through the process. And what I did in that process was become familiar with Kuan Yin, meet her on the inner planes, set up a relationship where she could access my body, and she became my gatekeeper, so to speak, where she was the being that was making sure that there was no interference in our connection. And then over time, I would allow her, I would go into trance, which means I relax, I ground my body, and I go into a very deep meditative space and allow her to come in. And so it was a relationship that developed that way. It's a beautiful, beautiful experience to have Kuan Yin in my body. It feels like bliss. And I love the experience of grounding Kuan Yin. It is also my job to step back from my body so that she can take it over. And that's a little bit of a challenge for a while, but the thing that helped me when I first learned how to do this was to, someone just once said, pretend you are channeling, and that was a funny little shift that happened where, and then all of a sudden, she was here. She was in my body, and it was very clear that that's what was going on, and somebody else was speaking through me. So it's a channeling exercise to say, I pretend you're channeling, and then pretend you're not pretending. Did something to my brain to let it all go, to let my resistance go. But I see you as a channel already, Janine, and I see James as a channel. And I actually see everyone as a channel these days. I just happen to have a different personality that moves through me.
Wow.
So and what was that?
Excellent.
He said excellent.
Thank you. I'm drinking water here. One thing I need a lot of when I do this, and it's probably going to be good for all of you to have some water. Get some water in your body right now for this activation, because there's going to be a lot of energy moving through. And you asked about diet. I am, at this point, I'm pretty much of a vegan. I don't eat animal products hardly at all. But mostly I just eat really healthy live food. I grow a lot of what I eat, and it really helps the energies to move through me. I hardly drink any alcohol. I don't do any drugs. It gives Kuan Yin a clean vessel to work through.
Wow. Is there anything else you do to prepare your body to bring in such a powerful entity? Or is it more preparing your mind?
I'm sorry, what was that last thing you said?
Or is it more preparing your mind?
It's all of the above. I have to do a lot of emotional clearing. Again, probably the most important thing that I do is walk on the earth. Kuan Yin, almost every day, or actually every day, she wants me to go for a walk in the park. That's what she says. And that connects the energies of the earth. I bring energies down from her into the earth, and we create this portal of energy that moves consciousness through to the planet. In that experience, then I get cleared. My emotional stuff gets transformed, released. Whatever's going on in my body gets released. And Kuan Yin would call it, we're drowning out the history of sorrows on the planet. And that portal of energy is what sustains Kuan Yin coming through me. And it's what sustains the kind of activations that we're doing, and the activation that everyone's going to receive today. It's a very important part of this work is the portalization that happens when we walk on the earth. And that is available to every one of us here. The portalization is the grounding tool of the energy systems that want to come into the earth right now. So each of us has that access. Each of us has that portalization happening in our bodies right now. Each of us knows what to do when we ground power. It's an automatic. We all have this system of support moving through our bodies right now. So everyone can ignite the portalization that's needed on the planet. And that system is the transformation. That's the system that is moving through to everybody's bodies right now. So the more that anyone here can walk on the earth, walk on the planet, get off of cement if you can, and see what is available to you energetically, you will portalize, you will transform, you will give the energy out. That's the most important thing you can do. Because the earth has accelerated in power dramatically. It is waiting for us to connect to it. And that's the transformation. So please, 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 everybody, get out on your walks. It's the greatest gift you can give to yourself, the greatest gift you can give to your body. All of this activates automatically when you're out on the earth. So that's the key.
When you're one with nature. Let's talk about who Kuai-Yin is and how did you choose Kuai-Yin or did Kuai-Yin choose you?
She found me. I didn't know who she was. I was actually channeling some other beings in my beginning of my journey as a channel. And I had an activation in Bali with a priest there. And he cleared me back to my ancestor lord, which I didn't even know what that was. And for several days afterward, I felt like a laser beam was going through my body. And I could barely walk. I could barely eat, and I was having visions and all kinds of voices speaking to me. And when I came home from that journey, the next time I tried to channel, a huge energy came into the room. It was like a cloud descended, and the lights went out, and people could see a lady with dark hair and a green dress sitting in the place of me. And she bowed my head and put my hands in this little mudra pose and said she was Kuan Yin. And I didn't know who that was. And I later found out that my friends all had statues of her, and she was so powerful in that first time that I could barely hold her in my body. And she spent the next several months clearing me out. It was like being roto-rooted. And she became this adjunct to my life. And after several months of this clearing, she started saying, "This is to be shared, to be shared, to be shared." So that was the beginning, and we've been doing it now for 20-something years.
So what is Kuai-Yin's mission to the planet, to the earth?
To enlighten all beings. This is a time of mass enlightenment. All beings are transforming. No one is outside of this picture. Everyone is enlightening each other. And we are grounding this portal of enlightened support into the earth to create transformation on this planet. And her mission and her system is this magnificent enlightened support system that is easy, transformational consciousness coming through your physical body. And that's what we're here to do. And you are all important in that system. Everyone is transforming again each other. And we do it continuously in these powers of transformation that are happening for all beings right now. So let that be what's happening for you today. Let everyone on this call transform each other completely. And let that system of consciousness ground through your body. It's very simple. It needs to be simple for everyone to get it. And it also is a very simple thing to create. So let's have fun with it today.
So when you say her mission is to bring enlightenment, what does it look like and what does it mean to be enlightened? To know oneself, to what does that mean?
To feel transformation in every part of your being. To know that power is grounding through you. To see that energy coming through your system in such a way that you are affecting change around you. That you are the conduit for the powers that are coming through this portal in your body. You can create anything you want in this power. And knowing that and being that, that's enlightenment. And you all are enlightening continuously right now. It's a mission that we all have at this time. It's why we came to this planet. So everyone enlightens continuously. And that's what we're doing here. We're creating that portal in our bodies that allows that transformation to happen. And you will be peeling away your hardships. You will be peeling away the traumas and the dramas of the histories of this planet in this power. That's enlightenment. And it's so much easier than we ever thought. We've had this history on this planet where Buddha's enlightened and they take lifetimes to do it. This is the time, this is the lifetime when everyone enlightens. This is the time when we say yes to enlightenment that it actually happens. So you're the portals. You are the beings that enlighten this earth. And the feeling of it is magnificent. You will all be feeling it by the time we're finished with this conference call. So let that be what happens. Just say yes. And you will know what it is. You will know what it is. And thank you for this opportunity to share this magnificence together.
So when you say you're going to be doing an activation, what are we activating? What does that mean?
We're activating our power. We're activating our portal. We're activating our consciousness. We're activating the support system that's grounding through your body. You're activating a way of being that is enlightening to the earth. You're activating your challenges being released from your body in such a way that you can easily create in this power. You're activating the knowing that you have inside of your heart, and you're activating the knowing that comes through you to create this kind of power in every situation that you're a part of. That's a lot of power.
You said that's our love.
What is that? I'm sorry.
Did you say it was our love power?
Sounds good to me, yes.
I thought I heard you say that. I apologize.
I said a lot of power, but a love power, that's perfect.
Oh, it's a lot of power. Oh, it's a lot of power, not a love power. Okay.
Kuan Yin uses that word a lot.
What is Kuan Yin's thought process of love? What is love to Kuan Yin?
Love to Kuan Yin is the power that moves through every being. It's the transformation of this planet. It's the way we work in connection with each other that enlightens everyone. So give that to yourself and give it to everyone, and what we got is a transformational experience.
So when you go to...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. We keep... Your turn.
When you go to do your activation, are you bringing us a message for client, or are you looking for interactive... Well, how do you work your activation?
Well, what's going to be happening is Kuan Yin will take over my body. She will take you all through the process of igniting this enlightened support, grounding it through you. She will take you through the process of creating new possibilities in your life with all of this power in this experience. And then we can have a few questions if you'd like afterward. Personal questions or people speaking directly to her. We don't necessarily do readings where people ask about, specific issues necessarily, but sort of things that can help everyone understand and realize the powers that are happening through them. So your transformation today is going to be considerably increased by the energy structuring that Kuan Yin is going to be grounding through to all of us. And that's the purpose and the mission of our connection today. So with everyone transforming together, new things happen in everyone's bodies. And we will be walked through that process by Kuan Yin.
Okay.
There will be choices that happen along the way. Saying yes to this is a huge choice that allows the whole system to come through you. This is not a spectator sport. This is a everyone contributing to it. I suggest that you say yes to the opportunities that Kuan Yin offers you in this process, and there will be choices that are made that allow the power to accelerate. That's what she does. And that's your contribution, that's your building of the power, is saying yes to these different things that she offers. And there is nothing that she could do to hurt anyone. She will give everything that she can to anyone who chooses to be in service. And the level of consciousness that is shifting through you today is going to light up this planet. So that's the intention of all of the choices that she offers you. So please be aware that you actually create this in those choices. You are the empowerer of this energy. You are the transformer of this planet by taking these steps today, by saying yes to these opportunities that Kuan Yin is offering you. And say yes to you being totally safe and supported and grounded and creational here, and whatever you feel is needed to feel, you know, confirmed that you are in your source and in your power. Do your own activation in that regard. We have this channeled support coming through for all of us today to make certain that no one is outside of this picture of enlightening all beings. And that's what's happening.
Okay.
In this portal together.
Yay! So, Laura, let's get some information on who you are, where they can contact you, how to look up the Kuan Yin Center, and what the Kuan Yin Center is about, how to contact it, email address, any information, and then we're going to prepare. Should we prepare our minds through breathing or something? You can let us know how to prepare ourselves to accept and receive Kuan Yin into our space today after you give us information on how to contact you and where to look you up. And any events that you may have coming up.
Okay, great. Thank you for asking that now before I lose my mind and go into my trance. we can be reached at kuanyincenter.org. That's kuanyincenter.org. That is our website. There are many events that occur. We do teleconferences and classes and portalizations on a regular basis. We are creating a very, very powerful event on August 21st called the Source Point Activation. And it is a very up-to-the-minute what is needing to be brought into the planet and what is available to us to connect us to Source at this time. It's an extremely powerful event, and you can find it on our website. You can also sign up for our email list on our website, and I will send you a notification when we're doing classes and a reminder so that you can sign up through the internet and join us on teleconference. All of these are on teleconference, or you can join us in person in Sedona at the Kuan Yin Center if you would like, if you're ever in town here. It's very exciting to see your faces and to be in person and see Kuan Yin in action. So that's Did I answer all of your questions, sir?
Yes, yes. So prepare us and tell us what to do, or tell me what to do to prepare while you're preparing to bring Kwayan. Should we do some breathing? I know you said we should drink some water. Should we just surrender into our heart? I mean, what do we do to prepare to receive such a powerful entity into our space?
Great question. All right, well, I'm just going to walk everybody through that right now. Let's all sit up in our chairs. Put your back as straight as possible. Prop yourself up with pillows if you can. Whatever you need to keep your spine straight, because your central column of your body is going to be the access point for all of this power. So the straighter it is, the easier access the energy has to your body. You're going to have your feet on the earth. And we're going to be opening that portal wide. So have some water on hand. It's important to keep yourself hydrated. And just relax. Connect yourself to the earth. Ground in. Ground in means connect your energy to the planet. Feel that. Feel yourself connected to the earth. I'm drinking lots of water. And let this channeling happen right down through your body. Notice the shift already. And let yourself be powerful and peaceful today. Send the energies from your body out to all beings. Set the intention that you are enlightening all beings today. And I think we're ready to get started. Any more questions, Janine, before we get started?
No. We're in that space. I don't want to take it up me in our hearts.
All right, so I'm going to give my body over to Kuan Yin and have a wonderful experience, and I will talk with you all on the other end. Right, and yes, indeed, my dear one. So much power coming through your body. So much power. Accelerating into this earth at this time. Your level of consciousness is shifting already, indeed. Your magnificence is accelerating in this connection. So let your powers ground right down to your body. Let this give itself through to you in every experience in your heart. Notice the transformation that is already occurring here. Notice that your body wants to transform in these powers. It wants to give its help out to everyone. Notice the shifts in your body's experience as we extend in light and support to all beings. We are creating magnificence together here. You're going to grow this power in your bodies and give it out to everyone. It is noticeably shifting you already. Change this earth and this magnificent support system. Notice good things are happening for you in this power. Notice good things are happening for you in this energy system here. Seeing this energy grounding through you is giving you help, my dear ones. Let your transformation completely occur. And notice that shifts can happen in everyone's bodies. In this support system, Notice your way of being is grounding through to all at this time. Notice what gifts you are receiving in this process of enlightening this app in connection with each other. See the power shifting here. See what is coming down through you here in whatever form is most appropriate to your body. Notice how grief is releasing from your body in this experience. Notice the grief you are releasing from this earth experience. Transformation is happening here. Give yourself the enlightened support. That is available to all beings at this time. And notice the grief releasing from everyone's experience. Notice your shifts. Notice that the grounding of this power is giving help to everyone's bodies. Notice how powerful your body is becoming. In this process of transforming this app, grief is releasing from everyone's experience here. And believe me, you're going to change a lot in this process. It means new things are transforming this planet right now. New experience is coming through for all beings. Allow this transformation to completely occur. Decision. Notice the confirmations of this power in your body. Notice how different it feels to allow this power to transform the earth in your body. Notice what grief is releasing from your body in this transformation. Notice what gifts you are receiving here. Notice what portal of support is widening in your heart area just as you move through to this transformation. Your body becomes more and more and more powerful. And grief is releasing continuously. And nothing is needing to be in hardship any longer. Say yes to that. Say yes to this transformation opening portals wide in everyone's bodies. And giving help to everyone's experience. Of confirmation in your heart. So widening this portal is transforming this planet. Widening this portal is transforming everyone's hearts. Let the portal in your body widen here. Let it extend outward to receive everyone's confirmation of power. Let your being ground through into this physical body of yours, into every part of your experience. Give confirmation to the third. This enlightened support is available in all experiences. Notice the shifts. Notice that your life force is activating here. What is growing in this power? You do not need to hurt in any form. You can portalize without hurting anyone. You are giving this gift to everyone's bodies. Means no longer hardships on this earth. Means everyone transforming each other. You are enlightening this earth, my dear ones. You are the frequency keepers, the transformers, the life force activators. You are the ones who transform this earth. You are the creators. This enlightened support system. We don't work our plans for hardship here. We create magnificent support to give help to one another. You are the ease and the grace and the power just enlightening this path. You create magnificence continuously here. This hardship is over. Let every part of this energy support system ground through you. Allow every person on this planet to transform here. Just the ships. Notice the grounding of this power into and through you is opening portals in everyone's bodies. Notice how different it is to transform this earth in this power. And then it is you talk about our troubles. Or to sit in hardship and converse about our problems. Notice what grief is releasing here. Notice the point of power that is accelerating in your heart. Giving help to everyone's bodies. Just how gifted you are here by enlightening this planet. No. know that your frequency is greatly enhanced, and this enlightened support grounding through you. Give help to everyone, my dear heart. Everyone is involved in this power. Share it continuously here. As we are working our magic together, your body is going to shift a lot of experiences on this earth into enlightened support. Notice the shift in connection with each other. Notice what powers you carry. Notice what opening portals wide gives to your heart. Do not concern yourself with hardships at this time. Allow them to release. Allow it to move through you. Allow your body to move forth in power. Allow every part of your heart to transform you. Allow every part of your being ground this power. Just the grounding that you are creating here. Notice what your portal widening is giving to this earth right now. Giving to this path in connection with each other. Notice that we have planetary consciousness accelerating in this experience. Notice how powerful people are becoming. Notice the gifts we are receiving. In connection with each other, feeling this transformation, opening everyone's hearts. Notice the shift. Notice how powerful your body is becoming. Every experience. You're going to see changes happening continuously in your heart. Notice that your hardships are dissolving here as we are working this magic together. That your power is accelerating, that every part of your body is transforming. That every issue is dissolving in this energy structuring. Notice that you can create whatever you want here. Part of you is giving help to this earth. That you are consciously connecting this power to the earth right now in every part of your experience. All of this transformation completely occurring. Without this only step aside from this experience, we feel the transformation occurring in this past experience. For everyone, when we support this power, we transform this planet. You can create whatever you want in this power. It is up to you to decide what to create here. Sitting in this power allows you access to transformational energies for every part of your experience. So allow yourself to think of some things you want to create for yourself right now. Allow your heart to be motivated to create in very, very exciting ways. Notice the shifts. Notice that your life force is grounding through to this planet. Give yourself this enlightened support. Every moment of every day, cease to all of it continuously accelerating in your body. Notice your heart keeps releasing you. Notice your body transforming. Notice saying yes is giving you great. Opening portals wide, dissolving, giving help to each other. Notice your transformation completely occurring. Transform. Your heart.
Yes.
So what is happening in your body?
You were speaking to Janine or myself or both of us just now. The question.
I think she got knocked off, Diane. All right. You're telling me.
Realize that she's off and come back on.
Okay, she's back.
Okay, good.
All right, Laura.
Yes, indeed, my dear heart. We just had a little bit of a break from our conference there. We are back. We have returned.
Yes. No, Laura, we way past the hour, so that's, you know, you had asked James the question, and you asked, what was the question?
What is happening in your body right now, dear one?
Oh, you know, when I notice that, you know, I normally have the clears when I have this session with you and start receiving energy. This time, I didn't have not one. Wow. So that's something shifted to where, you know, clears almost all the time, and this one, no clears at all. So I feel very balanced. and harmonious and peaceful myself.
Yes, indeed, we are sharing a lot of power here today, Tia. So your body is transforming dramatically in this experience. There are a lot of people that want to help each other here. So we have created transformational energy that moves through us very, very swiftly, yes?
Yes.
Your body is lighting up. Planetary experience, Tia. We're going to have a lot of power together here. And now, dear Janine, what is happening for your body here?
Very relaxed.
You are opening portals of consciousness right down through your heart area, dear. It is giving help out to all beings. You are the transformer. You are the one who is enlightening this earth. Person in this connection is enlightening this planet. We are letting this movement of power transform this earth in connection with each other. Notice the shifts here.
Yes.
Notice how grounded the power is through your body. And what it connects us to here. Notice that the family of consciousness that you have created in this conference is grounding power together in a manner that is transformational to this earth. We are magnificent together. Opening this portal wide in everyone's bodies. Letting this transformation occur for all beings. Is another wanting to speak at this time?
Are you going to open up the lines at all, Janine, or are we just, how are you going to proceed?
We are at an hour and a half. I guess we could take one or two questions, but let's see if anybody has any questions. You can star 6 if you're on teleconference. And if you're on Blog Talk Radio, you push the number 1 and let me know that you want to come in and ask a question. You are tuned into the Love Journey, and this is your life that's embodying Kuai Yin. If you have a question, star 6. I see it's going to be really quiet.
Yeah, super, super, super quiet.
It is a very relaxing activation. All right.
Yes, so many.
Thank you so
yes.
much, Kuai Yin.
Thank you.
There are so many beings who are transforming here today.
Yes.
We are letting ourselves sit in our power. Yes?
Yeah, I have a question. It just came to me. So Saturday I had the privilege of meeting a young man. He was just sharing his experience, how he became a complete vegetarian 10 years ago. And that triggered a wonderful shift in his consciousness. He was telling me he has a 2-year-old son that without them training or teaching this kid, this sharp young man, this 2-year-old, he knows how to read and write. So what's going on spiritually, or what type of assignments are those beings under, or what type of trend are they a part of when they come in, that, 2 and 3 can read and write and, never touch a computer, can get online without anybody telling them. So what's going on with that, and what do we need to be aware of about those beings who are coming in like that?
Yes, indeed, yeah. The children are magnificent at this time. They are so powerful that we are not able even to comprehend what is capable of coming through them at this time. They have channelings coming through them continuously. They are over the top in power. They want to share their powers. They want to give help to this earth. They want to be giving great support to this planetary transformation. Some of them understand that about themselves. Some of them are aware that they need to create a lot of support for this earth right now. And some of them are confused in their powers, as our educational systems are not supporting them in being what they are coming here to be. So it is important to transform our processes of education to allow these children to move forth in their powers, to allow them to transform this planet in a manner that is capable of creating what is necessary right now. So children, necessary to be powerful, necessary to help them to be in their power, necessary to help them to give their powers out to this earth. That is a transformation that is needing to occur quite swiftly so that these children can give their support to what is needed on this earth right now. We know that children are hardship-oriented if they are pushed around as children, if they are hurt in their childhood. We know that they are hardship-oriented if they are hurt in their family structure. We also know that they are hardship-oriented if they push each other around and become, shall we say, magnificent in their pushiness with one another. But when we sort out what to give to our planet, when we sort out what to do for our earth, when we think about what we can create here that is exciting, it becomes a different story in their bodies. When they see that they are capable of contributing to this planetary transformation, their way of being will comprehend the energies that are moving through them. They are needing to look at what they can transform on this planet. They are needing to look at what they can support, what they can give, what they can share. And when that is our focus of attention, their bodies become powers. They become unbelievably powerful. So allow these children to transform in their energy systems. Allow them to move their power through to the earth. Allow them to see what is possible to create here. And when we are finished today, you will feel that shift inside of yourself. You will all have this power. You will all have this energy moving through you. You will all have this transformation occurring. Child in your life, know that he is powerful. Let that child know that he can create whatever he wants. Let that child give himself to the earth. And he will see transformation happening inside of himself. For that is the key to life force activation. Giving help to the earth. I know you are all powering up right now. I know your bodies are transforming. I know your energy systems are circulating power. I know that some of you want to support this planet in magnificence right now. We are good to each other here. Good to one another in this power. Notice the shift. Notice the God consciousness that you are creating in your body. the gods for this enlightened support.
Okay, guys, I think she got knocked off again. All right, we're going to move this experience. It is 7:28. And you've tuned in to the Love Journey, and that was Laura Lizak from the Kwai-Yen Center. You might want to go to thekwaiyencenter.org and check out more of her information and transformation. James, you got anything you want to say?
Oh, yes. Yes, thanks so much for having her on, and it's just always an honor to receive and work with anointed healers such as Laura.
Yes, she's powerful. Yes, yes. All right, well, we're going to bring in Jackie. She's going to give us our abundance principle for today. Take us through our river night, and we're going to leave you with this power that's been invested in us today. Jackie, you ready?
Yes, yes, yes. Good God morning, Lady Love. Peace and blessings. Can you hear me this morning, okay?
Good morning, Miss Lady, our money coach. Money coach, what's going on with you this morning?
Oh, I am powerful.
Yes, you are. Didn't quite
yes.
let you feel powerful this morning.
Yes, yes. Oh, wow. Thank you so very much. Thank you for the beautiful guests that you have to come to the call, you know, and activate within us. I really felt the shift going on within my body, and I'm excited. I feel great.
Me too.
So I'm ready to do what we do at this time. Y'all know what we do at this time. Y'all know what we do at this time. Y'all know how we do it at this time, family. So, you know, get that energy flowing through your body. Move it, move it, move it, move it, move it. Let it circulate, circulate, circulate. You to know that you're welcome in my hands. Hold your hand out, family, and receive your money. Woo!
Money. Mm-hmm. You're welcome into my hand.
Yes, money. You're welcome in my pockets. We don't carry lint in our pockets, family. We got money in our pockets. Pull your money out because money is welcome in your pockets. Open your money up, pockets up. Let money get in your pocket. We got it all the time. Come on, family, because money, you're welcome in my pockets.
Money, you welcome into my pocket.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, money, you welcome into my bank account.
Ooh, money, you welcome into my bank account.
Oh, and money, you welcome in my life all the time. All the time. Money is welcome in my life.
Yes, money. Ooh, money, you welcome into my life all the time.
Yes, yes, yes. I open my heart and mind to money in all forms. Yes.
Ooh, and my heart and my mind is open to money in all forms. Come on, money.
Yes, we got banknotes.
We have banknotes. My mind and heart is open to banknotes.
Yes, my heart and mind is open to certificates of deposit.
And my heart and my mind is open to certificates of deposit.
Oh, my heart and mind is open to stocks and bonds.
Ooh, my mind is open to stocks and bonds.
Y'all know what we do. We make it rain, because my heart and mind is open to cash money, cash money, cash money, make it rain,
Woo! And my heart and mind is open to cash money, make it rain, Come on, cash money.
Oh, yes, and I open my life to money through my love and appreciating attitude.
I love you, money. Ooh, and I open my life to money through my loving, appreciating attitude.
Yes, yes, yes. Y'all know that we don't serve money and money serves us, right? So money serves Jacqueline Valentino Cradle in divine right ways. Let your money know how she's serving you in divine right ways.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, money. You are serving Janine and Ingram in divine right ways. Money making money. Money making money.
Money making money. I love it. I love it. Because y'all know what? Money is wonderful stuff that I let it multiply in my life.
Money is wonderful stuff, and I let it multiply in my life.
Yes. Thank you, God and me, for money.
Thank you, God and me, for money.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. That was our Reverend Ike affirmation this morning, family. Thank you so very much, and we're going to keep it moving by doing our 40-day abundance for today. We are at day four, principle number four, and it reads, through my consciousness of God's self, the Christ within as my source, I draw into my mind and feeling nature the very substance of Spirit. This substance is my supply. Thus, my consciousness of the presence of God within me is my supply. And the affirmation for today, family, is I am marvelously abundant in consciousness. Can we say that together, family? I am marvelously abundant in consciousness. That was our Reverend Ike affirmation, as well as our 40-day abundance prosperity affirmation. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Lady Love. Thank you so very much for this beautiful, blessed opportunity. Namaste.
All right. You tuned in to The Love Journey. I am Janine Ann Ingram. That was Jacqueline Cradle taking us through an affirmation, our money affirmation that Reverend Ike has left us as a legacy. All right, James, anything you want to leave us with today?
Yes, everybody, just have a wonderful, joyous, prosperous, spirit-filled day.
Wow. Have a wonderful, joyous, prosperous-filled day. You were listening to Laura Lizak from the Kwayen Center. Let me see if she's back on, and she might want to leave us with something before we get out of here. Oh, yeah, she's back on. Let me see. All right. Laura, do you want to leave us with anything this morning?
Yes, yes, thank you. What a beautiful way to use the powers that we created today with that wonderful affirmation of abundance. Oh, how exciting. I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
And thank you. Thank you so much for being here today and for allowing me to be here and to do this wonderful, powerful activation with your group. So I just want to remind everybody that the way to turn on this power is to say, I extend enlightenment to all beings. Simple phrase, drink a lot of water, get on the earth, and allow yourself to be this powerful all of the time. And thank you so much for all of your power and for all this magic we created together today.
Amen. Can you give us that affirmation again?
I extend enlightenment to all beings continuously.
I extend enlightenment to all beings continuously. All right. I will be posting that and tweeting it out today, family. All right, along with the abundance affirmation. Yes, 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 family. All right, Laura, can you tell them how to contact you again?
QuanYinCenter.org, QuanYinCenter.org, and I'm Laura Lee Lysak, and please come and join us on our classes. We have powerful, powerful activations coming up. We'd love to have you with us, so you can sign up for our email list. That's it. What a powerful morning. Thank you so much.
Hello, Laura, you said you had a conference call. What is the conference call number, please?
It's actually a sign-up class.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, so it's a four-hour activation. It's a source point activation. It's a very, specific and long-time experience. That long time, but it builds over a course of 4 hours. So if you go to our website, there's information about the class there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your wonderful, wonderful affirmations today.
Thank you.
I am all lit up. I hope you are too.
Oh, yes. I am all lit up and turned on as well. Thank you so much, Laura Lee Lysak. Thank you, James Gilmore, as always. We appreciate your presence when you're here. And, Laura, thank you for bringing us a powerful activation along with Kwayin. We thank you for your presence and your blessings that you brought to our experience today. Again, we honor you. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I honor you in return.
Many blessings to you as well. All right, family. Don't forget to tune in to Oath of Manifestation today, 10:30 Eastern, and that is 9:30 Central with Khadijah and friends. That is 641-715-3580, 103-291-302 is the PIN number. That's 103-291-302. That's the Oath of Manifestation call with Khadijah and friends. That's Queen Z and our money coach, Jackie. Yes, yes, yes. Also, Evolutionary Woman is here with Khadijah Ali every Thursday, Mondays and Thursdays, today at 5:30 Eastern and 4:30 Central. Yes. She is having a special guest on Evolutionary Woman Radio today. Tune in on Blog Talk Radio, the Evolutionary Woman Radio, powerful empowerment show for women. You don't want to miss that opportunity. Again, I want to thank you for all those who attended the Sunrise Service, those who watched it on Facebook Live, and those who sent love, donations, energy, volunteers, all that you did to make this 8th Annual Sunrise, one of the most powerful, riveting, transforming experience here in Chicago. I want to thank you. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey. And tomorrow is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And we are reading a powerful book called Overcoming Under-Earning. All right. All right. We're going to get out of here. And I want you to remember to have an amazing day, because your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And remember to choose love, because, well, love is a choice. And remember not to just dream, but to live your God-sized dreams. Oprah said she was living the dream at the Essence Festival. She said she was living the dream not because she's special, but because she was obedient to the call. Family, listen to the soul, the call of the soul, and you will be obedient to the call. All right. Here's Bill with us. Have a lovely day. I love you all. Have a great, phenomenal love feel, wonderful feel, prosperous feel. Enjoy your day today. And here's to you, James. Have a lovely day.
And I know it's so.